Last Sunday, Chester FC were playing away in the Argyle Sports Kits Regional Play Competition, and they won 5-1. And on the phone line now is their boss, Martin Fitzsimons. Afternoon, Martin. How are you?
Afternoon. I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Fine. So, yeah, 5-1 last week. You went 1-0 down. It came from behind, but you end up 5-1. No hat-tricks this week, but all five goals scored by individual goal scorers. That must be quite satisfying for you as a manager, isn't it, to know that the goals are coming from different people as well?
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. It was more of a all-round team performance. Like you say, we went 1-0 down pretty early on through an own goal from a set piece. So to kind of, there was a healthy arrogance about us to sort of go, oh, well, you know, we're going to win the game anyway, so let's just get back to playing our football. And we made a couple of changes just after that, which helped give us a little bit more balance in the side and helped us go and get the five goals as well.
So where was that balance? Was that in midfield or was it on the flanks?
Yeah, so it was mainly out wide. So across our front three, we had Emma Gray, who likes to sort of come inside and join in with Molly Wood, who plays as a central striker. But we switched those two around and put Molly and asked her to go out a little bit wider. She's got a little bit more natural pace than Emma Gray. So yeah, we threw Molly out wide and that seemed to create a little bit more problems across their back line.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic and a great result, 5-1. And next round, it's round one proper at home, and you're playing Tranmere Rovers.
Yes, yeah, you couldn't write it, could you? It's a local derby, we're all excited about it, and hopefully we can get a few people down there just to show what women's football can do and a good advert for the game.
So currently you're playing at Helsby, of course, at the sports ground there, but you're hoping possibility, fingers crossed, to get it moved to Chester so you can get a bigger crowd.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's always a good game at the Diva Stadium, and like you say, it draws people towards it, just the fact that the game's being played there anyway. So yeah, there's a lot of things that have to be sort of considered to obviously get the game on there and things like that. But yeah, you never know, we might be able to get down there and get a big crowd down there as well. It's always a special occasion there.
Yeah, because you're there at the start of the season for one game, weren't you, with Diva?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the tail of our season, we went 1-0 down early in that game as well, and the crowd gave us that extra edge that day to go out there and get 3 points. So we've seen the effect that it can have on the team as well.
Yeah, so tomorrow you're back in the league again tomorrow. It's the Warrington Wolves Foundation Women FC at the Tetley Walker Recreation Ground, 2 o'clock. That's going to be a tough game for you tomorrow, isn't it, against Warrington Wolves?
It is, yeah. I mean, they're always a tough team. I mean, if you like them to sort of a Premier League team at the minute, it probably would be sort of a Brentford kind of a team that will pick up results against anyone. They're effective, they know what they're doing, and they do it very, very well. They've got a lot of experience in the side, which is something that, you know, in the teams that we've faced recently, hasn't really had. The teams have been missing probably that element of experience, whereas this week it's just another challenge in our season at the minute. And to be honest, that, like I say, there's sort of a healthy respect amongst the squad in terms of each other and the oppositions they face and the respect they have for them. But we know what we can do when we turn up.
Fantastic stuff. Listen, wish you all the very best tomorrow, going back into the league tomorrow, and I hope that winning streak will continue.
Chester's D Radio Sports with Liverpool FC. For big savings on Nike and LFC labels in our winter sale, visit us now on Northgate Street, Chester.